was in the air, so there was no team control. We had a double foul, so we have to go to the arrow. All right, so we went possession this way. You need to switch the possession. Got it?
You only recorded the black 22. You never split the other.
Oh, you didn't get the other foul? Hang on.
No.
There you go, John.
Good communication.
Great communication. I will say these officials have had things under control all night. Slew of Vassar players going to be checking in quickly here. Both fouls were against number 22.
Tell me when you're ready.
Pasek and Hex.
I'm not trying to rush it.
So as you heard there, is a ball control foul, double foul, so it goes to the possession arrow, which was in favor of Lakers. And it's a full timeout called by Ron Schwarzendruber. 2:13 left in the fourth quarter, 55-37. Lakers by 18. Schwarzendruber utilizing a coaching moment here. John, your thoughts? I'd love to hear them because I just need to stop talking for a second.
Well, first of all, you know, kudos to the official. He had that call and explained it perfectly.
Absolutely.
And to exacerbate the great explanation, we got Ron calling a timeout because, you know, this is a good coachable moment.
Hey, you're doing a great job. You're doing a great job.
So, Coach broke his huddle already. The damage is already done.
Oh, John. We get ourselves. Oh, you're good. 55-37, 2:13 left in the fourth quarter. And perhaps, John, I will say this is one of our most wild ball games we've called in 6 years.
No doubt. I mean, I'm pretty excited about this. And the good news is that next week we get to
we
have
get to
the
see
same
Vassar
team.
Again as Nick Siegfried checks in, and he hits a three in the corner for Lakers. 21-point lead for the green and white. Diving down the lane is Serta, and he gets the layup to fall with some style to boot. His first points of the night. 19-point lead for Lakers, 1:50 left in the fourth, 58-39. Siegfried, right wing. Into the corner to James Dubes, starts his dribble down the baseline. To Brady Wren, he gets this one to fall. Everything's starting to function once again for the green and white, 60-39, 21-point lead. At the right wing is a three from Vassar, number 10, Nicholas Koloski. That Bogart brings in the rebound. Serta at the right block, or right wing, excuse me, goes against James Dubes, and they pass it over to Hecht, and he is fouled by Lakers number 24, Corey Hatfield. That'll be his first. He's officially in the books. Double bonus for Vassar, so at the free throw line, shooting two regardless of the shooting foul.
And that's how we got all this started with 22, Hecht.
Stephen Hecht. Yeah. First free throw, no good from Hecht. 1:17 left in the fourth. 60-39. Lakers needs another 10 points before tacos are given out to everyone with a ticket tonight. Hecht taking his time on a second free throw. No good there. Rebound still loose, brought in by Serta. Serta dribbles into the lane. Dodges traffic in for 2 points. That man does not give up. He has four. It's a 19-point lead for the Lakers. Chappell down in the corner to Dubes. Long two up. This one's good. James Dubes with his first varsity points. Comes with 48 seconds left. 62-41, 21-point differential. Over to Bogart. Right wing against Chappell. Skip pass to Koloski. Into the down inside the lane is number 5, Bellamy. Can't get that to fall. Rebound, Siegfried. 25 seconds left. Academic now at this point. James Dubes feeds it down and it's stolen by Stephen Hecht. 20th turnover for Lakers. 15 seconds left. Serta dribbling with a purpose. Making Vassar great again. Feeds it in. Can't get the shot to go. Rebound, Hecht to Serta. Serta out to number 5, Bellamy, dribbling this one out, 1 second left, and there's the final buzzer as Lakers breaks the 7-game losing streak as they take out Vassar 62-41. A wild game start to finish, and we're here with you at courtside in Lakers. Lakers sweeps Vassar tonight, JV and Varsity both winning on coming home night. Lakers 62, Vassar 41 on the WLAW Sports Network. Stand by. In 3 minutes, we'll have your post-game wrap-up from Laker Country. Lakers 62, Vassar 41.
Get great February Truck Month lease deals on brand-new 2017 Chevrolet trucks and SUVs at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25, and Sebring. Now through February 28th, lease a 2017 Chevrolet 1500 Z71 Crew Cab, zero down and $387 a month. Or a 2017 Chevrolet Silverado 3500 Crew Cab 4x4 Diesel, zero down and $419 a month. Offers based on 39-month lease, first payment, tax, title, license, and fees due at signing. More than 65 brand-new Chevrolet trucks and SUVs to choose from, along with a great selection of late-model Chevrolet and other pre-owned used trucks and vans. Call 989-883-2100. 989-883-2100. That's 989-883-2100. Or visit www.moreshoreline.com. Head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25, and Sebring. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
At Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb area community does not end with the heat. The warmth of their local hometown service endures all year long. Kohler Propane provides service to residential, commercial, industrial, and agricultural uses, with service only a local company can provide. Kohler Propane serves customers throughout the entire Thumb area, with locations in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Kohler's is large enough to provide competitive propane pricing, yet small enough to treat each customer personally. Ask Kohler Propane about their pre-buy, price cap, and budget programs. Call 1-888-950-7975 or go to getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
If you are considering new or additional grain storage facilities this year, contact DS Services of Cass City right away and take advantage of pre-season savings by ordering now. DS Services is your primary source for farm or commercial grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment. Whether you need a minor repair or site design and a whole new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services, and they maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and 3-truck and all-terrain cranes, ranging from 40 to 55-ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach. They're suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services Crane Rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318.
At Main Street Cafe and Bakery in Pigeon,
we always have you in mind,
'cause we're a friend of the family.
Tuesday night, head south of the border for Main Street Cafe's Mexican Fiesta Night for just $6.50. Thursday evenings, let your taste buds travel to the Far East for Main Street Cafe's Oriental Stir Fry for just $7.95. Friday nights, enjoy the delicacies of the deep, the all-you-can-eat seafood buffet featuring many seafood entrees with a salad bar, all for just $9.25. And Sunday, come home with the family for the breakfast buffet from 9 till 2 for only $8.25. Main Street Cafe and Bakery is truly a world of flavors.
Final score from Laker Country. The Lakers break a 7-game losing skid as they take out the Vassar Vulcans 62-41 as they win by 19 points. Kind of a wild ball game, you could say that, and then some, as the Vassar Vulcans did not score for the first 11 minutes and 42 seconds of this ball game. It was 22-0 before Vassar scored a 3 from Garrett Gaunt. Garrett Gaunt opened the floodgates then for the remaining 4 minutes and 18 seconds as they rattled off 18 points of their own, including a 3 at the buzzer from Jackson Knoll, made it a 22-18 ball game at the half. Third quarter was back and forth. Lakers outscores Vassar in a flurry suddenly of offense, both sides 19-14 to extend their lead out to 9 points, 41-32, entering the final 8 minutes. Vassar then musters 9 points.